ones who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
In the year 1978, a young boy aged 5 desperately wanted more after seeing the movie Star Wars in the theater. The geek gods heard this cry and gave the child 2 TV shows that quenched his thirst as Battlestar Galactica debuted, followed a year later by Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Please join this 5-year-old, now in his late 40s, Sean Kidd, and his watch companion Scott Shiflett, as Sean relives, remembers, and re-watches his 2 favourite TV shows as a young man, and Scott watches them for the first time. This is Battlestar in the 25th century.
In the year 1987, NASA launched the last of America's deep space probes. Aboard this compact starship, a lone astronaut, Captain William Buck Rogers, was to experience cosmic forces beyond all comprehension. In a freak mishap, his life support systems were frozen by temperatures beyond imagination. Ranger 3 was blown out of its planned trajectory into an orbit 1,000 times more vast, an orbit which was to return Buck Rogers to Earth 500 years later.
Place to be pop. Welcome to the returning Battlestar in the 25th century. This is your host, Sean Kidd, and I am joined by Scott Shiflett. Scott, we have been on a bit of a 2-month break. Life takes shape, and it's really good to be back and kind of sit down and just enjoy a good fucking episode of Buck Rogers.
Yeah, we're back with a vengeance. You know, Buck Rogers, it trips me out just the way some of the things that we'll mention in this podcast. But Sean, it's great to be back with you. I know we do some other pods, but this is like our Mystery Science Theater 3000 with Buck Rogers, where we find all types of different women that we may or may not crush on, people we accidentally kill because we talk about them, and 2 weeks later they die. I mean, they're also old, so I'm not going to take full
responsibility
for that, but maybe partial, because we bring it to like, oh, I know this person, and then they're like, yeah, they're dead now. So, like, I'm sorry, Marky Posey, that's on me.
Oh, he's a Marky Posey. Marky Posey.
Sorry. we're off and running, Sean. But on this one, Buck Rogers, Escape from Wedded Bliss, we see Princess Ardala comes back, who we haven't seen since the first, like, the movie that they made for this. I didn't think she was ever returning.
Yeah, she does. So just for a couple of context things, so this will be our 25th episode, so conveniently, Buck Rogers of the 25th century with the return of Ardala seems kind of apropos, I would say. But it is episode number 12 of Buck Rogers. This initially aired on November 29th, 1979. And for those of you that are used to the pod being every other week, we're kind of in a mode now with this show where Scott and I are going to record when we can record. It'll air when it'll air. So we won't really have a set schedule. But if you do listen, we only have one listener, Logan. Logan, just, you know, keep the feed on. It'll tell you when the show's on. And if anybody else jumps on, great. But we're really happy to be back. And yes, as Scott said, we are watching Escape from Wedded Bliss. And just to give you kind of the synopsis of this episode, basically Ardala comes back to Earth and threatens to destroy the Earth unless Buck Rogers marries her. So basically it's between Buck and Earth that, so Ardala basically wants Buck's man meat so bad that she'll kill the Earth and destroy it if she doesn't get Buck. So I think you got to be amused by that a little bit before we even start watching this, Scott.
Oh, I was like laughing the whole time while watching this. And I love how like the Earth Directive mission is like, I don't know if we'll turn Buck over. I would have been like, fuck that, Buck, start packing your shit. We're gone here. Like,
yeah, could you
like,
imagine sacrificing you? Like, imagine sacrificing Earth. But if I were Buck, I'd be like, you know what? Peace out, Earth. I'm going to go freaking I would go. But anyway,
me too. You have nothing to live for.
You got nothing to live for. And on top of that, you get the tap. Anyway, let's get into the episode. Scott and I are paused on 2 minutes and 8 seconds. So we skipped over the credits, the previews, and all that. So, Scott, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. As always, we're watching on the great Tubi app, who continue to no-sell us every time we post this. So, Tubi, get your shit together. We have two shows we watch on your channel, you motherfuckers. All right, so three.
No one else watches it up but us, Tubi. So we're driving you ad rates. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. The ads have picked up exponentially since we started this. I used to get ads for like random local restaurants, and now I'm getting Tide commercial ads. So you're welcome, Tubi. That's all I'm saying.
That's a great point. They used to get the little vagina mesh commercials. Now they get like real shit. So all right, you ready? So I'll three, two, one. We'll start. So 3, 2, 1, start. All right, so we start off hot. We got this little glowing thingamajig flying through some really bad special effects here. That's just glowing and headed towards the Earth. And we got one of the fighters behind it with Buck and Wilma in it.
Yeah, and so I know you've been telling me this, but like Buck starts to gain a little bit of weight, Sean. You really see it in this episode. That shot we just saw of him, he looks like me like on a Sunday, like watching football, basically doing my Al Bundy impersonation with my hand in my pants. But, like, his gunt is just, like, hanging over right here.
Well, Scott, who are we kidding? This is what we look like right now sitting here watching this show.
100%. And I love this because this top looks like one of those, like, spinny tops that, like, you get, like, at, like, kids' birthday parties when you're, like, 5 or 6 and the parents have, like, the party bags. I don't know what they're – you know what I'm talking about, Sean?
No, I know what you're talking about. Like, they're called tots whenever you spin them or whatever, and – this thing is glowing bright orange and hovering above New Chicago, and it's glowing, and Wilma's freaking out because her shots have no effect on this mysterious piece of just twirling orange shit that's hovering above her.
Yeah, and they're, like, it's heading towards Earth, and, like, Dr. Hewer's, like they're a little slow on the updraw where they're like, hey, we need to hit our safety stuff. Wait,
here we go. It just fired a shot, and watch this great, terrible – Hewer. The whole Earth shakes, and they're worried about Dr. Hewer. Dr. Hewer looks like he just shit his pants in a case of vertigo.
It's great. It's really bad. They're like, Dr. Hewer, all right? And he's like, we're still here. It hit outside the city. So it's definitely felt like a warning shot, and it starts moving again.
And off it goes, and Buck and Wilma head back towards the Earth.
I would be like, I'm just going to chill up here and see what happens next. It's just
Now we have Ardala's Draconia Mastership with her little disco lights where she is right now currently getting a massage. And holy shit, Scott, how hot is this woman?
Yeah, she's getting a massage. She's looking pretty good. You know, everyone's just looking around. It's like, so this guy right here, was he in the original? I thought he was recast.
He is recast. So the original Kane is not in this. This is the new Kane. What do you say, like a great value old Freddie Mercury looking guy?
Ooh. That's exactly what it is.
Did you see? We got a little back action. God,
geez. That was a lot for the 70s.
She is unbelievable.
And we see like Kane saying the weapon worked perfectly. We've begun the annihilation of the Earth cities upon your command. And Adala's like, there's going to be a change of plan.
Yeah, so now we find out that they're behind this spitting tops orange sphere that just fired a warning shot on there. And again, you know, it's great. It doesn't matter if you change to Kane or not. They still have a very adversarial relationship in terms of how they agree to disagree a lot.
Yeah, he's kind of a piece of shit and really annoying, but like she's kind of an asshole. So,
well, she's kind of a spoiled little bitch. Look at all these people running like, oh, hey, I want you all to lightly jog through here like you're panicked. And then there's just like this old guy who looks like he's running out of breath. And look at all these people running past them like the world is ending.
It's so great. It's like, oh my goodness. I love how they roll in here and Buck is like sucking his gut in as he's walking. Look at it. It's like he.
Yeah. Oh, very noticeable gut sucking here.
Yeah.
So Ardala shows up on their little computer and says, did you enjoy our little show or whatever? And basically it's an expedition to the Galactic Center with their pyramids or whatever, and it was being used for mining, and now they're using it for their... So basically this object that shot on Earth was used for mining, and Ardala's decided to use it as the ultimate weapon.
I mean, it works pretty well, and also, like, this shows how Earth's kind of a bunch of bitches, because it's like, oh, we're still answering to the Draconians? There's like, yeah, we're gonna kill you if you don't send Buck up here for some action. Like, yeah, Buck so wins in this predicament.
Yeah, they want her to, she wants them to have a reception, and you'll invite not only all your leaders, but of course, here's the real game. She wants Buck. And of course, there's Buck standing there. Look at him walk around the corner.
I love how, like, yeah, he's
hey,
like, oh,
baby.
Hello.
Hey, baby, hello. It's a little swag there. What do you think about my new man meat gut?
And like, she sucks up. I must say, you're looking fit. Honey, you haven't seen him from the neck down. That's all I'm saying.
That was funny. Hey, you're looking pretty fit. Look at that little twirly thing she did in front of the TV. Like, that's supposed to be some really cool space. That was so bad.
It was like, oh, Kane. Like, she flexes on Kane, too. Your orders were to obey my wishes.
God, even the way she walks. See how she saunters and she, yeah. Mother of Lord. My God.
Yeah,
she toys really with good. Kane. Like, Kane secretly wants her, and she purposely toys with him, which is...
Did you watch cool. Game of Thrones?
I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like Khaleesi's guy, right?
Yeah, it's Khaleesi, and I can't think of his name. But yeah, that's exactly how it was. Like, he wants to bang her so bad, but Khaleesi's like, I see you as like a brother, you little weirdo. So go watch in the corner while
like,
I bang Jon Snow.
It's almost like Cruel Intentions, where Sebastian really wanted to bang her, and she just toyed with him, right?
Yeah. So.
Look at Wilma. She's like, oh, Ardala's back. What does this mean for my vagina?
It means you're back of the line, Wilma. Deuces.
Well, it means he's going to tap them. Oh, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen, Scott, right?
This is like some weird Jazzercise shit. And I kept trying to figure out if the blonde guy right here was Johnny Lawrence. But I was scared to look just in case it was. And then Cobra Kai's ruined for me.
It is not Johnny Lawrence. But so what we have here is we have a little... Like, they film it in this little studio. Obviously, the reception of all these people sitting around, and we have space skaters that are rolling around on the floor. That is absolutely absurd.
And, like, Dr. Theopolis tells Tweaky to stop dancing. You're ruining my circuitry. He calls him a killjoy. So, like, I love how Tweaky, we've seen Tweaky evolve to basically, like, you know, the 1980s, like, I guess supposed to be, like, a wisecracking kid. That we would see, and I love every second of it.
Well, Tweaky was getting a little horned up. Oh, did you see that guy pull her hair down and she's running around the table? What do we do? Wow, this is some really...
That weird guy, that old guy's like scratching his leg like he's about to start beating it as he's watching all this, so it's bad.
I feel like this is like a really weird space porno. Look at that outfit she's wearing.
Yeah, could you imagine? It's like, this is what I'm going to have you wear. She's dressed like she's in a 1980s glam rock video.
Oh, Scott, like the close-up on Ardala is not good. You want to know why? When they cone in on her face and they do that close, look at Wilma, all jealous in the middle. I got China vibes from Ardala's face, and I'm shook.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, like they closed in really, like, you know how, like, watch again. Look at her face.
Oh, I see it. Don't treat me like a woman. Don't treat me like a man.
Oh, my God, I might be ruined. I mean, thankfully she doesn't have China's body, but... I mean, she's still a beautiful woman. Actually, China was a beautiful woman. It's just kind of a, you know what I mean. It's very different. Very
yes.
Different. So, wow, this is actually, really, they got to fill this shit up for 10 minutes of these little space skaters dancing around in the freaking lobby. What are we doing?
I swear, I did not feel like they danced around for this long. I guess I might have been looking at my phone when I first watched this, like, to prepare. And I did not, I was like, oh, they danced for like 5 seconds. No, that was a full, like, minute and a half routine that we just saw.
Oh, then, my God.
Then we see Adala, who's like, had Empire Strikes Back came out because she's, like, looking like a hotter Princess Leia right now with what she's wearing.
The bottom on it is absurd. Yeah. Absurd. I will say, in the 25th century, implants might have been a good idea to have at that time. I'm just throwing that out there. Just throwing it out there.
Oh, my God.
Listen, look, we got to return. Listen, we got to return with our same kind of bullshit. We can't just come in and act all serious. You know, we got to do our same shit. So,
yes. And like Adala's given like a speech saying like she's like, I must wed the most physically and genetically sound. It's like, Is Buck on the writing staff and was like, I need you to pump me up. I'm really down.
That in itself was the most absurd thing I think I've ever heard you say. Ardala must marry the most fit man. And she's talking about Buck Rogers. Like, you have no idea how that sounds coming out of you and on this show. It's ridiculous.
It is rough. And like, but like, you know, Ardala does like throw it down. She's like, we will destroy Earth city by city very slowly. And it's like, the man is Captain Buck Rogers. And Wilma is pissed. And Buck's like, try not to smile. Look, you little shit-eating grin. Worthless ass Dr. Hewer. God damn it. Now all I see is China, Sean.
But am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
I am not wrong. And so thankfully we don't get a lot of
close-ups. Marry me, Hunter!
So I guess Wilma's like, I guess it's switched where, you know, normally Wilma would be China and Princess Ardala would be Stephanie. I guess we flip it around and China's getting her revenge on Stephanie by trying to take her man. That's kind of what
that's exactly what it is. And then like Wilma throws some sass here because she's in Buck's room and she's like, the maintenance drone let me in. He says, and the maintenance drone says, I'm not the first person let in. Wilma, Buck has brought back like 20 women in the 15 episodes that we've watched. Where the hell do you think they're all going? Unless we discover Buck's a serial killer and he's just having sex with these women, then killing them afterwards, because we never see them ever again.
Why is Buck Rogers dressed as the crocodile hunter in this scene?
I don't know. It looks like he's wearing this weird ass romper. I don't know.
He looks like Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. That's what he looks like in that outfit.
I don't see no stingray sticking out of him, so it's fine.
Well, he's going to be sticking something in somebody else here in a little bit. Shoot.
Sticking his own stingray in Ardala.
Wilma is still very... So, all right. So I guess we need to go back to this. So this episode, Ardala or Wilma?
Wilma.
Okay, why?
Because she looks very good right now in this little flesh-colored skirt that she has on.
Yeah, and I feel like she's better for the long haul, where Ardala's more of like a, hey, let's get drunk and bang kind of night, you know?
All I'm saying is Stephanie's still alive and China isn't.
Oh, Scott. Sir. God damn it, I hate when you do that. When you just fucking... By the way, I think maybe Wilma and Ardala should invest in the... 25th century implant plan. I'm just throwing that out there again because both of them have some opportunities in that realm. As politically correct as I could say it. Neither one of them have issues in the buttock area.
No, not at all. So now we see these worthless-ass like Earth directive, which I don't think, Sean, we've seen since the TV movie. And no. We see Ardala. Damn, she looks good. Look at her shaking that ass walking in.
I love the way she walks, man. It's absolutely disgusting. You know, can I just sit here and talk about Ardala for the rest of this episode? Because that's all that really matters right now.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not. Humor. By the way, I do like these outfits of the council. Looks pretty damn official. I think they look pretty cool.
Yeah, better than the stuff he's normally wearing. Looks kind of looks like shit. But Dr. Hewer is somehow worthless. And also, I thought we were told, Sean, that the computers ran everything and we just sucked up to the computers. So why aren't they answering this and being like, no, Buck Rogers needs to get the fuck off of Earth?
And by the way, did you also know that Hewer here is shitting all over Buck Rogers? Well, he's from the 25th century. He's old-fashioned. He's arrogant. And now he sends up these two jamokes and Ardala's pissed. I want Buck Rogers.
I want that buck, Duke.
I want the buck meat.
She said, I don't want personal opinions. Like, I will say, this is nice something they brought back to, because she was smitten from him from the very beginning.
I love that she's basically telling Hewer to shove it up his ass, because someone should have done this a long time ago.
I agree.
Wow. And we're not going to give you Buck Rogers. So help me understand, why would you risk the destruction of your planet for fucking Buck Rogers? And I'm about to get an ad in 10 seconds.
Yeah, so am I. But she, like as we're going to commercial, she says, within an hour, you'll see my response. And it's like...
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Murmuring continues. Oh, my God. Blah, 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 blah. So how about commercial, Scott? So what do you think of this opening so far?
Horned up Ardala is awesome. Willing to sacrifice Earth just to get some buck meat. And looks like she's about to go through with her promise. So it's like, oh, God, like, what are we going to do now? And Earth should have sacrificed him. Like, all right, Buck, you're on your way. Like, if he didn't want to go, just like have like the whole military like zap him, because he gets shot with like a ray gun every episode. So he would be fine just waking up there on the ship and be like, oh, I guess I'm yours now.
Yeah, so I think the last few, is the last episode we watched a Gary Coleman episode, or was there one in between? I forgot already.
I think the last episode was Gary Coleman.
So big upgrade, back with Ardala, not boring, no stupid, just blah, 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 back and forth. Like, Ardala's here for a mission. She wants Buck in her bedroom. She wants to marry him. And the Earth is willing to destroy itself for Buck Rogers, which is, again, one of the most asinine things I've ever seen in my life. Like, could you imagine, like, Buck even letting Earth be destroyed for him? It's like, if Ardala showed up and said, hey, you know what? I want Sean Kidd, and I want that. I want him to come home with me, or I'm going to destroy the Earth. I'll be like, peace out, Earth. You suck anyway.
Yeah, everyone I loved died 500 years ago, Wilma. I never really cared about you. Peace.
But hey, it was fun while you lasted. Are you back? I'm still got a commercial.
Yeah, I'm back. I'll pause it.
All right. I'm on the last commercial, the truck commercial. Yeah, they definitely upgraded their ads thanks to our stellar performance on this podcast.
Yeah, they're welcome, even though we don't hear anything from it. It's a little upset. A little upset.
Yeah, it's just like Jenny and her Pluto pod. They show no respect for their little free fuck bullshit channel.
It's so upsetting. It's like, what are we doing?
It's very upsetting. This commercial is way too long about Chevrolet. All right, I am officially back.
All right, and we see Buck, because he had, like, carried all this camping gear out. So it's like, all right, Buck, she said she was going to destroy Earth. Are you just going to go camp in the wilderness right beforehand? And Tweaky's like, I'm going to come with you. And Buck's like, no, you're not. And basically Tweaky, like, is like, forces his way with Buck.
Oh, look how sad he is. He looks like Grogu looking at freaking Mandalorian.
Yeah, but I care about Grogu. I would turn Tweaky into, like, spare parts.
No, I'm down with the Tweaky. I like Tweaky. I don't like Theo. I'm down with the Tweaky. You know, he's pretty cool guy, man. He's funny. He's entertaining. And I mean, what can you not like about a robot that's got a freaking penis head?
I mean, that is true. Maybe Ardala should take him. That's all I'm saying.
And by the way, he's voiced by the guy who does Bugs Bunny. What more could you want out of a fucking robot?
Yep. And Buck ends up taking Tweaky with him, which is kind of.
I'm where they paused and he left Tweaky standing in the dark.
Oh, well, yeah, me too. But then, like, sorry, we got ahead of ourselves.
Look at this scene. Poor Tweaky. It's like, he's all sad. And Buck's like, all right, come on. Look at this. This is insane.
Yippee.
All right. Beat it. I'm coming. Yippee. Oh, God. So stupid. All right. And now, where did Buck get this motorcycle?
Like, he said that he got it from, like, someone pulled it out from the artifacts or something. It's like, oh my goodness. And I love how they're like, why are we stopping? I love how he puts gas in the car, Sean. He has, like, a little orb that he just drops. And it fills it up. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, can I get some of that?
Yeah, just hold it around in your pocket. Just pop it in there when you're driving on the side of the road.
Well, really what that is space cocaine, and it's so powerful it can also fuel a motorcycle.
Okay. Well, I would take some.
Oh, the sphere is back hovering over Earth because they haven't coughed up the buck meat yet.
I mean,
and Ardala's patrolling it.
Yeah, they have Ardala dressed like a real badass. Like, I know she looks great, but, like, I love her capes that she wears. It shows that she's a bad guy.
You know, and like you said, once again, Return of the Jedi, Princess Leia cosplaying as Princess Ardala in 1970. So basically, Ardala's here in 79. Carrie Fisher is cosplaying as her in 1983. So Buck Rogers, way ahead of the time of Star Wars.
You know, that's one thing I've noticed from watching both Buck Rogers and Battlestar was how much that Lucas lifted from Star Wars. Especially the later sequels.
And it's funny, like, even in Battlestar, I told you that Battlestar got sued over Star Wars. And, again, it came out a year after Star Wars. But right here, there's no way they could sue Buck Rogers for this. Like, to your point, it almost feels like they still... I love these scenes where they get shot with the thing. That's so great.
I wish Dr. Hewer would have died. Like, he was doing his Oscar-winning performance right there. But, like, he just does, like, a face flop. He does a flare flop, basically, to the ground.
Look how evil she is, and she just gets that freaking needle, evil, resty bitch face as she keeps firing on Earth. And I love that the building actually blew up. That was pretty cool. The laser beam looks absolutely terrible in the special effects.
Poor awful.
And look at him holding on to Theo. Oh, Theo, I hope you're okay. Like, he's holding his little... Look at him holding on to Theo. Like, he's a fucking robot.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll transfer his consciousness to, like, something else.
And by the way, Tiger Man still looks like a badass motherfucker, so...
Yeah, we actually see, I do like what we see with him coming on. And she's like, I changed my mind. But she just did it as like a warning shot to them, like, you know, if you don't give me Buck, we're going to kill you. And we see the alarm buzzing.
Yeah, they should have just named this episode, I Want the Buck Meat.
The real Buck Meat.
The real Buck Meat. And there she is, you know. Uncle Les Buck is delivered to me within 2 hours. So she's given him plenty of chances to cough Buck up. I don't think she's an unreasonable woman, do you?
No, she says she knows what she wants, okay? A lot of people say, not correctly, that women are decisive, because I met a bunch of men that are indecisive as well. She knows what she wants, and she's willing to kill for it. She is going Fatal Attraction on Earth right now. Instead of a bunny, it's Earth.
Yeah, and there's way too much humor in this, by the way. Way too much.
Yeah, I wish he would fuck off forever. So now we see...
I love this. I love this little Buck cycle with... Oh, and there's Obi-Wan Kenobi hiding in the woods.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he should have got sued for Ben Kenobi just hanging out here. And Tweaky goes, nice place for a picnic. And Buck's like, that's not what we're here for, Tweaky.
Nice place for us to have robot sex, Buck. That's what that's what they really want to do. They want outdoor robot sex.
Well, the Earth's about to end, so...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You got to take what you can get at this point, right? It's like, hey, you know, I've never done it with a robot. Can I do that before the world ends?
Buck's literally banged everything else but the robot on the planet.
And great value Jedi here is watching Buck in his members-only jacket.
Yeah, it's Buck's looking real rough.
So Tweaky's like, what's a Garrodin? He's a call-up for Garrodin, and Tweaky's like, what's a Garrodin?
What am I, a pickle herring? It's like, what the hell does that even mean? But we had never met this character before, right?
No, and you're going to find out, like, he is a, he's like an extraconian scientist or whatever, so-and-so or something.
Yeah, but I didn't know if we met him in the first or second episode. And then, like,
we've never met him.
Oh, we had, like, look, this worst fucking bum fight I've ever seen before in my life.
Look at this crazy man. You look at him, he's like this crazy old fucking man attacking Buck. Look at Buck. Oh, oh God. Get off me, you old fucking fuck. Oh, God. Oh, so he does know who Garrodin is. Maybe we did meet him did we meet him in an early episode? Oh, you were tired of fighting? Okay.
You asked me to help. You found me. Yeah, I don't remember that, so maybe it's just like doing this weird exposition with the backstory. And he's like, you found me shelter. Buck's kind of shitty for finding shelter if it's like some fucking rock cave. And it's like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, look at this little freaking machinery coming up here. Oh, so he has it. Okay, so he's a draconian engineer and he has the layout of the ship. That's why he wanted to hook up with him. Because he's going to go on the ship and go undercover again. This guy looks insane. Oh, I love this little this little golf cart that they put all this cardboard on top to make it look like a speech vehicle as it wobbles back and forth.
And I love how Buck's like, I came by myself and literally like everyone is shooting right now. And worthless ass hewer. Oh, draconian. Oh,
the draconian
took a bump.
Draconian took a bump. Oh, another draconian took a bump. Boy, these draconian warriors are really the shits, aren't they?
He really is.
And Buck, like, how did you find me? I played at a tracer on Tweaky. Of course he did. So can I ask again, what was the purpose of Buck taking a motorcycle out here? Like, why couldn't he just take like a normal, like, like, what was the point in taking out the World War II motorcycle to get there?
I have no idea. I guess to show off that Buck can't drive the new stuff. And I love how Garrodin's like, why should I help? It's like, if you don't, we'll all die.
And Achillean continue what you ran away from. Oh, okay. I want to destroy the evil empire. I love how he was in exile, just like Obi-Wan was in Star Wars.
Maybe we'll get...
Sorry.
Maybe we'll get the spinoff of Garrett and, like, we're getting of Kenobi, and we just hear about him, like, trying to fuck horses in the new Chicago in the 25th century.
Look, I like how they're mind-fucking him right now with this little mind probe. Poor guy.
Yeah, like, they're like, all right, you crazy homeless person that we're going to put you under. That looks like when they're... You know what that looks like? Oh, God. That's like when they do breast exams. That's what it looks like they were just looking like. It was supposed to be a brain.
How do you know what a breast exam looks like? Do you get your breast examined, Scott?
No. Have you seen the commercial with Mary J. Blige when she's talking about for women to get their breast examined? They played it during the Super Bowl?
No. What's the Super Bowl, okay. Scott?
Don't lie to me. I was explaining to you why I've never my stuff
seen,
was fouled.
I've never seen the commercial, no.
Oh, okay. It was all during.
But I am glad you remembered what a breast inspection looks like. That is very important.
Yes.
My breast inspections usually consist of a night out on the town, but
that in a play, right?
Yeah, maybe with a twerk of my own here and there. But... Oh, I miss doing this show so much.
So we speaking of twerking. We see Buck walk in with, and the princess is like dancing around the mirror. And she's like, oh, hi, Captain Rogers. Nice to see you again.
I'd be like, hey, that's a little more clothes than you were wearing when you were at the reception. What's up with that? That's what I would have said.
Yeah, it's like she's like barely wearing anything. It's like, be more punctual. And it's phase one has begun. And phase one, we're going to get to it, Sean, but it just basically sounds like, we're drinking and fucking.
Well, I'm down with the phase one. How about you? I
would just be stuck in phase one the whole time. So I'm good.
You know what's really bad about this whole thing? Buck never really actually ever tags her.
Yeah, he doesn't.
And yeah, he's looking a little thick there in the wide white pants there. Looking a little... I mean, he looks a little bit thinner than he did in the other outfit. But yeah, he's definitely sucking in some man meat in this gut.
Because the dark colors are slimming, Sean. You should know this.
But his side profile is not good at all because he's got the big old helmet head and his face is like all puffy and wide now.
When he gets in the fight with Tiger Man, I have a note that I'm going to say, but we got to get to that part first.
All right. So right now they're on close up on her with China and she's like, Buck, don't treat me like a woman. Treat me like a man.
And like she's saying like in like, God damn it. Oh God! And they say, like,
"Oh, Buck, give me your freaking rod right now." Oh, look, he's talking about dating. He's talking about dating, and all he wants, she just wants to fuck.
Yeah, he's like, turn the lights down, kind of low. Put a little music on the stereo. Like, look at him,
Princess Ardala. I am the gamer. I'm Buck Rogers. What are we doing?
She's like, tribal courtship rituals can be fascinating. It's like,
So if that's a tribal like ritual, like what is her definition of sex? Because I can only imagine that's got to be a little freak.
Oh, it's 100% freaky. Just getting after it.
And now she's like, oh, you got to complete in against competition. So basically, he's got to go all gladiator against Tiger Man because that's part of their ritual.
I mean, that's...
Look at her. Like, when she pulls away, it's almost like she's biting him. That's kind of hot.
Maybe, or maybe she wants to suck his blood because she's a real space vampire.
So then she says, well, if you win, the third phase will take place in you. But if he loses, he dies, right? Isn't that
the It's like, you win, we get married. You lose, we die. And it's like, well, all right. Well, then Earth will die too.
At which point you will be given this. Oh! It's a little freaking cock ring. Oh, no. It's not cock ring.
It stimulates me and you.
So basically, what is that? Is that like their wedding band? He puts it around his neck. Oh, yeah. It's still like a wedding ring.
Yeah. And like, it sounds like it can like shock him or something if it doesn't do it. Oh, Sam. Tiger.
So in the 25th century, basically, you get tied with a dog collar. And there's Tiger Man fucking up again like he always does.
Told you not want to be disturbed. And she's like, well, just leave the food and drink since you're already here. It's like, all right, damn.
Buck's like, yeah, fuck. Yeah, fuck yeah, I want the food. I'm becoming a fat ass. I want all that food.
I mean, it does look pretty good.
Buck's
from
like,
one fat ass to another.
There's too many veggies there. Where's my meat and potatoes? Too many veggies and fruit.
He just sees the green. It's like, I don't eat that. It's like, okay.
Look at Tiger Man rushing out of there. Like, oh. And wearing his Iron Sheik boots. Did you see that?
Yes.
His boots are all curled up like the Iron Sheik.
Sheiky baby. He's going to humble Buck.
I love that he's got to wear a freaking cock collar as a wedding ring in the 25th century. And by the way, they just keep kissing. Like, okay, enough with that. I'd be like, okay, enough.
After all, he's going to need all the strength he can get tomorrow. Ooh, and then she tells Buck, you're going to need all the strength you can get tonight.
Oh.
Pound town.
So does he actually pound her?
I don't think so. Because of what happens.
See, I watched
genetically.
I watched this like 2 months ago when we were initially supposed to watch it.
Oh.
Now I'll get her a little drunk. Remember the last time they drank together, he actually drugged her, if you remember, in the very first couple episodes we watched.
Yes.
Well, let's say it's a gentle reminder of the eternal devotion you spoke of.
And then she says, if,
oof, yeah, go ahead.
And it says an electronic signal will cause the band to get smaller and constrict to half its diameter around your neck. So it would basically cut his head off.
Yeah, so basically, yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Wouldn't it be more impactful if they just tied it around the cock?
Yeah, I think they would
like,
enjoy
I'd be more, well, I guess if they tied it around the cock, she can enjoy it because he'll have it on him and, you know. All right, so once again, Buck, look at Wilma. Wilma doesn't care. Wilma just cares that Buck's tapping the ass that she's had now for the
she's
last
like, I just want to die. I lost Buck. And they hit a weapon inside of the person. So do they put it up Buck's ass? Is that what they're trying to say? Because they said they hit it on his person.
You know why Wilma's upset right now? Because the thought of the Earth being destroyed and the last man she might ever be able to have sex with is Hewer. All right,
she'll take
Tweaky. Going to the commercial.
Yeah, I got a commercial. I got a commercial as well.
All right, so we are getting in the middle of the episode. We're getting into the home stretch here, Scott. What do you think of the second half of this?
This kind of drug a little bit, like when they were having like this whole conversation while drinking and eating and kissing. Like it didn't felt needed. Like I just kind of wanted to go to the battle with Tiger Man, just because it's like Buck kind of sucks as an actor.
Yep. Nice. I enjoy it. I love the story. I love Ardala. I'm still trying to get through the absurdity. So I'm still trying to get over the absurdity of not give up Buck for Ardala and Ardala wanting to, you know, destroy the Earth for Buck. Like, why do you think she wants Buck so much? Like, why?
Well, she keeps saying, like, he's the most genetically sound men she's ever met. And it sounds like they patrol the universe because that's how they found that mining rock that they've turned into a weapon that can't be stopped. So maybe she's just been looking for Dong, however wrong. She's like a woman ego from Guardians of the Galaxy. She's banging all these men trying to find the right one. And she found the one that wasn't banger. So she's like, I want you, Buck.
So basically
you.
What you're telling me is she's been all over the universe.
Yes.
These mining areas, these blue collar space workers, and Buck out of all of them is the one that she wants the most. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of. Because like, right. She's willing to blow up Earth. And
right.
It's like, I'll spare Earth. But, you know, in the back of the mind, she's even told Kane, once we get into draconian airspace, I'm still blowing up Earth. So it's like, damn. All right.
Well, I am back from commercial as we speak. And Buck. And her, he's like, look, they're like making out, and he's kissing her neck and everything on the couch.
This is so awkward, Sean.
This is like high school bullshit. You talked earlier about, you know, kind of tired of all the kissing and shit. Here they are making out like teenagers on the couch.
Yeah, snuggling on the couch. Kane's about to walk in and probably ruin it for everyone. And, you know, she's like rubbing his shoulders and everything.
Oh, Hunter, rub my... I'll stop right there. I'll stop. Anybody that's seen the great movie with X-Pac in China knows what I'm talking about in the rub my, I'll leave that. Look at this. He's like kissing her neck and she's all into it. And here we go. Oh, you dumb. He did this to you once a long time ago and he fell for it again.
Oh, and like, you know. space freight was probably rampant in the 25th century. They have these tools and just takes them out.
You know what, though? He doesn't have any... Listen, at the end of the day... Man, she's got some... She's freaking beautiful, man.
She's got her stripper shoes on. You see that?
Yeah.
I know you don't like feet.
I know I'm not a big foot guy, but, you know, based on those shoes and the outline I saw of the foot, I see no hammer time there, Scott. They looked all right. No hammer time.
Another point for Sean.
Yeah. So, you got smooth, clean-looking feet. I hate feet, but I'll take smooth and good-looking over hammer time.
Yep. And we see Buck just walking through these corridors, which the corridors look amazing. So I'm happy with how great it looks.
Yeah. And you know what? I love the draconian outfits, but can they get some more fit guys to be the soldiers instead of these 300-pound oofs that have their fucking bellies hanging over the little red sash that they're wearing?
You can't have people skinnier than Buck. It'll make him upset, okay? That's why they got to get these fatties.
Oh, my God. Look at that wart on his face that he can hear people through.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
It's a little weird, isn't it? It's like, it looks like I know it's a transmitter, but it looks like a wart just on the side of his ear.
He probably really has it, and they were just like, all right, we're going to have to make this look like we've added something.
Look at that. Look at her just waking up. Oh, God. Like, just squinting. I need a moment. I need a moment, Scott.
All right, I'll give you a little bit.
All right, wait. Like, give me about 10 seconds, so just go ahead.
But she's like, oh, Buck. And then it's like waking up like, oh, did we bang already?
I love that she's so dumb she doesn't really know what happened.
Yeah, she just assumes.
Look at her space cell phone.
I mean, she looks pretty hot right there with her arm on her side, Sean. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, no. Bitch Ardala is your best Ardala. Just saying.
Yes.
But look at this Jamoke. Why does he have freaking titty armor on?
Yeah, he does have titty armor right there.
Yeah, there's titty armor on. And Buck looks absolutely ridiculous pressing his pimple to talk.
And I love how it said Dr. Hewer, and then it says twittering. It's like, how did they know? How did they know?
Oh, Buck, you're fucked. Yep. My name is Buck, and I am fucked.
They're like,
look at him. Like, I never did. Oh, here we go. The stunt double karate guy. Look at him. Why is he doing this when he's got freaking Kane's got a gun right on him? What the fuck?
Well, so do those other guys when he kicks the gun out of their hands. Oh, and then he just gets shot up and he's down.
He shot the stunt double. What a prick. What a prick shooting the stunt double.
The stunt double is a whole lot smaller than regular Buck. I don't know if you realize that when he was jumping around.
Oh, look. It's not the stunt man anymore. It's Buck. With look his big old gun. Belly. Yeah, belly hanging out on the floor. Yeah. Oh, what is she wearing here? This is not... Oh, God. So Ardala puts on full clothes, and we get man meat all hanging out Buck.
So look at the little... what's it called? The girdle that they have on him right now, just to suck him in.
So basically, they want it to look like he's a warrior. So basically, what they do is they put this gladiator gunt gear on him to hide the freaking protruding gut. Quite the hairy piece of man meat, Buck, too. Look at all the hair.
Yeah, he's looking a little rough. Like, it's the fat's going over the girdle. Sean, you notice they shoot him. This is what I want to talk about. They shoot him like a pregnant woman in TV shows. They show none of the gut, have all the stuff in front of him. Tiger King looking like a 70s wrestler, which I love, which we talked about in the first episode. She said, I must be one in order to be wed. All right, let's go.
You know, but you know what? Here's the thing. If you know you're not going to marry her, you should have just, he should have at least banged her the night before and then, like, Pat made her pass out, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it was willing at that point. So I kind of begin to think that Buck has performance anxiety, if you ask me.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me with Buck, just because he's kind of a dig.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. There's. I love this Tiger Man with his little fake sword and freaking cardboard shield. Look at his gut. It's like letting the protrude out of it. I'm dying right now.
They probably can't give him any lines because he's like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
He looks very uncomfortable. Very. Oh,
yes. He very, picks very up his sword and his cardboard, and it looks awesome.
This is so bad, Scott.
Oh, it's horrible.
This is really... Oh, and there's a stunt double now. So you really got the real-life Tiger Man in there, and they got the stunt double fighting against Tiger Man.
Yeah, because
They don't even try to hide the face either again.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, the stunt double's gun isn't even near as big as Buck's is.
Imagine, like, saying you need a stunt double for that. It's like, really? We're just having these fake-ass swords. That's how lazy he is. He just, like, hold the shot.
So, like, Scott, okay, I assume that, so not only did NASA teach you karate, it also taught you how to be a swordsman. Did you not?
Yeah. Notice? You got to be prepared for everything. So, I don't understand how he knows swords, but I'm down for it.
1987 NASA was very, very high end on their space pilot training, Scott.
And I just saw the sword bend when he hit, when Tiger Man hit it against Buck. It just bent.
Well, now Tiger Man's trying to kill him with a shovel.
This is so bad. This is a buried alive match with
Executioner. Did you see the sweet chin music that hit the gut of Tiger Man?
Yeah, it's the Michael Shane sweet chin music.
It is the
Michael. Oh my God. The sword just cut that stuff in half. Oh, he throws the sword away.
Oh, give me a break, Buck. Oh, look at that, dude. He's all about the karate. It's hilarious.
Oh, hey, short arm clothesline.
That was a nice little. No. Oh, look at that little dangly thing that's just like limping. He's just like dangling. That's terrible.
That's what Adonis wants to do, is play with his little dangly thing.
Look it up. I'm not going to kill him.
I'm not going to kill him.
Told you, man. Buck's ultimately just a good dude. Oh, but a Tiger Man doesn't feel the same way, apparently.
Puts him like a rear naked choke.
Ooh, look at her freaking licking her lips, man. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, I did. She, like, turned on by it.
Wow. Snapmare by Buck, and now he's got an arm bar. You know, I like the limb work, Scott.
Yeah, the limb work's great. I give those 3.5 stars.
I give it 3 stars. Good old-fashioned limb work wrestling. Arn Anderson would be very proud of Buck Rogers right now.
We had a snapmare, and it's like, and homeboy is mad. I've forgotten his name. He's like, it's the spirit Kane. Of the law. Yeah, Kane. That's gotta be Kane.
That's gotta be Kane. I want to see Buck versus Rick. I want to see Rick Flair versus Buck now. I want to see him work over Flair's limbs. Puck Even just, better. I feel like Buck versus Arn Anderson would be good because they're very similar in the man meat build.
Let's be real. Flair would have already banged Adama.
That is true. But don't you feel like Buck would be a great opponent for a 1986 Arn Anderson?
Yes, he would be. He would really be good. Ready to go right then and there. We're on the Draconian ship now. Kane's just hanging out in like this weird service center.
And that little twirly thing's out in outer space. And they talk about the weapon is leaving Earth. So apparently she's gotten what she wants out of Buck now that he's won the battle.
Yep. So 2 out of 3 are done. She just has to get married the next day at noon, which I don't know how they know what noon is, considering time's just arbitrary as shit.
Hey, more wrestling analogy. It's a 2 out of 3 falls match here, Scott.
It really is.
Wow, who knew? Like who books this shit?
Look, they have Buck wearing white for the wedding. That's very nice.
That's a great day for a white wedding. To quote my good friend, what's his name? Billy Idol.
Billy Idol, yes. And then Buck.
You know who Kane also looks like? Edward James Olmos.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Edward James Olmos is? He's actually.
I just say Olmos from wrestling.
He's actually the commander on the reboot of Battlestar Galactica.
All right, I'm going to take a look at it real quick.
Yeah, make sure you get a picture of him with his mustache, though.
Oh, he kind of. Okay, I see him. Kind of looks like Mexican,
little bit of a pot face. Oh yeah, look at her.
He looks like Mexican Chevy Chase. That's what he looks like.
I don't know if Mexican is like a good term.
We have to edit that out.
Yeah, you need to diversify, my friend.
Sorry, Latino Chevy Chase.
Yeah, there you go. That's okay. You're good. So what is the purpose of these big freaking like little headdress shit she wears on her cape?
Just so for her to be difficult getting in and out of rooms.
I like Kane's outfit. Looks very prestigious.
Yeah, I like that. Kane, oh, we're about to get married. It's like, we're about to get rejoined. Prepare yourselves. Buck does not seem happy. Oh,
at least the Draconians did not discover his Buck transmission wart. He's now stationary in Ardala's chamber and Wilma's like, thank God, if he's stationary, that means he's not banging her.
That must mean the ceremony's underway. Now they're on the table. Wilma's like, I'm going to stay in here and watch those.
This is very interesting. And having proved your worthiness in battle, you will be joined with Princess Ardala forever. And yeah, forever is such a long time.
I would take it. Deuces, Earth.
Oh, he pulled out one of those little freaking black opaque things out of his ass again, Scott. God yep. damn it. But this time we didn't get the cool little visual of the blue spinny things in the black. He just went black and ran. I guess they ran out of budget.
Yeah, they ran out of budget. But I like that. I liked when he used it last time, and they're heading for his ass now.
Attaboy, Buck. There's cool music. Din-din-din-din-din-din-din-din-din. Buck running. Now he's talking through his freaking wart transmitter, and oh, God, Wilma, don't smile and laugh. Oh, God.
You hate that.
Oh, God, I fucking hate it so much. That's like,
oh, you hate the Stephanie smile.
Oh, it's horrifying.
He's like, I'll let you know in 1 minute as they shoot everyone.
Dr. Hewer. Ooh.
Dr. Hewer just got his first boner since 1963.
Her laugh and that face when she smiles is one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen on my planet Earth.
Just blow it up. I'm good with blowing it up. Oh,
I love when they stun the guy. See what is great? You should. I envision in my head when you shoot it with that ray gun. First they get stunned and they shit their pants, and then they fall to the ground after they shit themselves.
That means they're dead. That's what we learned.
No, I just think the gun purposely shits yourself. You don't die. You're stunned, but just because for pure comedic value, it makes you shit your pants before you fall to the ground so you can wake up in your shit. And I'm very demented for thinking that. I'm sorry.
That's a little rough.
I think it's pretty funny if you ask me.
Yep, and they're in the control center now, and they're trying to tell him what to do. I love how the control center is different. Glenn A. Larson loves his flashing lights, Sean. We see it all the time. In Battlestar with the flashing red, and now we see it here with the flashing green while he's in this room. He loves it.
Man, I wonder how they edit these little laser blasts in that. Like, how do they do that special effects? Because it looks really bad, so I'm curious how they do that.
Yeah, especially with where technology was in the 1970s. Like, what were they doing?
Look at Buck. Like, he's in behind the plexiglass controlling this object. Why the laser space berm bounces off the plexi.
Yep, and he's destroying the weapon.
And by the way, I also love that every little button has to be lettered, like I said in the past, so you know what the fuck he's doing.
And he blows up the topsy-turny top, so that's awesome.
Oh, and that's the stunt double. Did you see the stunt double run out of there? There he is, laying another
yes. down. Oh, my God. Buck can't even take
a freaking little bump off a step.
And you know that was a crash pad, so like, oh, my God. He's such a bitch.
He really is, man. Like, what a wuss. Like, I at least would have done the jump off the step. He wouldn't even do that.
Yep, and Tiger Man is picking up Buck. Oh, shit's about to get real.
What are you waiting for? He saved my life. I am not going to kill him. Oh, you fucked up. You're fucking up, Ardala. Don't be getting in Tiger's. Don't be getting his shit. Oh, look at that. Oh, he's got the freaking. He's gonna.
He puts her in the death lock.
He's gonna Zeus her neck. He's gonna do the old Zeus. That's a pretty badass freaking hold he's got around that neck, man. That looks pretty rough.
And I love Kane. It seems to attend that he'll kill you if you don't let him go. He owes Buck Rogers.
Pig-headed monster.
That's really rough to say when someone's holding you like that. It's like, well, maybe we should chill out.
Oh, God. Quick close. Oh, God. She looks so much like China in that hold. I'm having like. Oh, look at it.
Yeah, thank you for ruining that, Sean. That's all I'm thinking of now.
Well, I've ruined the Ardala trade experience for you. Honestly, I would have probably had China on the train at least for a guest appearance. I mean, just to be honest.
Yeah. I was more of a Tori Wilson guy, so.
So why did they just let him walk away? I don't understand why they just let him walk away.
I don't really know either. Like, but Tiger Man says, like, I owed you a life. We are now even. So, you know, it was like a life debt situation, which is always cool. But, you know, a nice little warning from Arcadia coming up where she's like, you will see me down the road.
Yeah, it's just weird that they just let him. Oh, and look at Tweaky rocking out with the headphones on. Oh, no. Wilma's got a little bit of space areola happening there, Scott.
Yeah, I saw it earlier. and we see that...
Oh, Scott, goddamn it.
We killed another one.
We killed another one. He said, I'm listening to Meatloaf. We killed another freaking person on this show, Scott.
Yes. And, yeah, this looks rough right here. This pea soup looks like barf.
It does. It does. But I'm too busy looking at Wilma's stuff.
Yes. Thing.
Yes.
Split pea soup.
Oh, it's a soybean derivative, but it's the same principle. Oof, soybean, gross. Oh, God. Tell her not to laugh. God.
I love how they say, who'll do first taste, and they sign up Tweaky.
They say, no, that won't work. God damn it. Why don't they just kill? You know, the good news is we have to wait for season two. No Dr. Huer in season two, so we can be happy about that.
Do we have Wilma in season two?
Wilma is in season two, but we also have a commander that is new that he's constantly looks like he's been eating at the buffet, so you'll have to wait a while till we get there. But
I thought that was Buck.
No, he has a partner in crime. All right, so Scott, that ends the episode, and what do you think? What did you think of this one?
I liked it. Nice return for this. Just absurd Buck Rogers. Like, you can't help but just laugh at the man. He's just a lunatic. He is.
Yeah. And we got the return of our Dala. We got to listen. I feel like for the return of this pod, we got all the absurdity and women and just utter tomfoolery of stunt doubles and Buck. And I think we got everything we wanted in this episode and a Buck Rogers episode. That's how I feel.
I agree. And it was a nice return to form. You know, it was a nice, easy episode to get us into that just makes us laugh at just some of the absurdity of Buck being a, you know, someone that Ardala wants to bang. It's like, okay.
Oh, and to continue the wrestling theme, I haven't turned it off yet. I got a commercial with Big E Langston and Sasha Banks plugging water. That was my commercial.
Okay. That's something. Ooh.
And I got a preview of the next episode where, oh my, wow. It's a cruise ship to the stars on the next episode of Buck Rogers. And they have now flashed on about 20 different women other than the episode. So we have that to look forward to. But, Scott, unfortunately, we're going to have to wait two episodes after this to get to it because our next Battlestar is a two-parter. And I'm not going to spoil it, but it is one of the... better known Battlestar Galactica's. We'll obviously talk about it on our next episode, which will be part one of that. But Scott, anything you would like to plug before we jump off this episode?
Yeah, just check out all the pods on the Place to Be wrestling feed and the Pop Experience. Everyone's doing a great job. And don't forget about the NOSO, North-South Connection podcast and the Jenny Position. Everyone's just doing great work. I can be found on Twitter at Scott_Shooklet.
Yeah, you can find me at NWA Crock and Roll on Twitter. Podcasts, I'm kind of hit and miss here and there right now, but NWA Crock and Roll, which Scott is on, continues as well. If I'm not on, Colin will be host, so that will be consistently on. But even on some of the other shows that I'm not on are still on. You know, Highway to the Impact Zone, Scott will be filling in for me when I'm missing on that show. YouTube Roulette is still going. Chicken Salad is still going. Pop Those to the Couch, we just finished up our watch of Peacemaker and Boba Fett, and I guess our next one will be on Moon Knight, so we have a little bit of a break over there as well. So with that, I am Sean Kidd, he is Scott Shiflett. We will see you on our next episode of Battlestar in the 25th Century, episode number 26.